RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
There's no easy way out.
Never is.
There's no shortcut home. There's no easy
way. I'm going to miss that skip return when Christmas time is over.
I hate that they did that.
It's so good.
It's not.
The question I have is that, I mean, that sounds professionally recorded, which means did someone allow Skip into the building?
Well, he has a key. Remember? He has probable cause.
No, I mean into this building.
Oh, well.
To record that. That doesn't sound like it was on the phone.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like,
we should look out for it.
He could be lurking in the hallway. You never know. What would you do if Skip was just here, Hugh?
I'd be uncomfortable. That'd be uncomfortable.
I think it'd be great radio. All right, we will have... we're going to do something a little different with our same game parlor today. We're enough is enough, and we're tired of losing. So we're going a different strategy.
We're going for a Christmas miracle.
That's right. We'll have that for you coming up at the end of the show today. Before we get to the phone calls,
I need a win.
Oh, we need we got to win. We got something cooked up here. Before we get to that, and of course you people, we need to listen to this. So we know no one has won the NFC East in back-to-back years in 2 decades. It was so long ago Hugh Douglas was playing him. That's a long time ago. Long time ago. So... we actually were able to unearth this. Did Dave Uram send this to us? I want to give credit to Dave.
Yes, he did.
Thank you,
Dave. He found it on NFL Films, I believe.
Dave
wow.
Uram.
Probably VHS, if we're being honest. So somehow he found this NFL Films. Listen to the sound of Hugh Douglas, Eagles locker room, the last time the Eagles won the division in back-to-back years.
Keep this in perspective, man. T-shirts are nice, but diamonds are our girl's best friend, baby. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Hey, team on three. 1, 2, 3.
Team. You remember that?
It, like, somewhat, yeah. Something like that. Yeah, I've never been, like, we was ring hunting.
Of course.
And unfortunately, we didn't get any, which for the last couple of days, people have been reminded of that. Now, again, that's not a flex, because between the two of us, I was the one closer to getting one than you were. You're buying replica rings. I'm trying to win a real one. Like, you know what I mean? But, yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, it was fun. We were in the moment. We were winning. We turned this thing around in a short period of time, but that was not the goal. And that's how it should always be.
It is ironic today. We're having fun with Elliot's take that the Eagles should hats, T-shirts, champagne if when they win the division tomorrow. It is funny going back to hear you, Hugh. I mean, literally a cut of you the last time this happened. I mean, again, I understand Elliot's point. There is something to, wow, a team's going to win this division in back-to-back years in 20 years.
But the last time... You guys didn't pop champagne, did you?
No.
No.
Man, I don't even know what I did with it. I didn't even take the T-shirt because I did not want it. Like, no disrespect, because that's a huge thing. And the fact that it hasn't been done in like 20-something years.
But it didn't... So, to be fair, though, it didn't feel as big then because you were used to it. You guys kept winning it, right?
It was one of those things where it's like, dog, that's not the prize. Because when I came into the league when I was just happy to be there. And I forgot. I remember one year when I think I was with the Jets. Green Bay won it. Was that 96?
The Super Bowl?
Yeah,
they won the Super Bowl 96.
It was 96. Yeah, Favre, I remember going because it was in San Diego. Was it in San Diego?
They won. I think they won theirs in New Orleans over the Patriots. But next year it was the Packers and Broncos in San Diego.
Okay,
that's the one.
But the thing of it is this. I just remember I had an event or something I did that. And I remember that weekend and what it was like. And I think that was the one Shannon Sharp played. Well, obviously he was a Bronco. He played in it. And I just remember, you know, that whole week. And what that looked like, man. And I was like, I want to be a part of that. Because here's the truism in the NFL. You come in making money. And when you come out of college, that's the first thing that you want to do. You know, you want to get paid.
Yeah, of course.
You want to get paid. But after a while, man, you want to set your legacy. You want to do something more. And that was what was driving us at that time. Unfortunately, we didn't get it done. I mean, I'm not ashamed of that. I accomplished so many other things that I'm proud of. I didn't get to do that. But, man, that is a feeling that once you get the money, you want the legacy, you know, and it didn't happen like that. But man, I just remember being in that and Andy Reid being here and going to those NFC championship games. That was the goal, to try to get over the hump.
Yeah. I just want to throw a couple things quickly out there. Cause you brought this up a couple times. So we have Black Gritty on. He apologized for you don't have to apologize if we go back.
No, it's not that serious.
We have fun.
You can apologize to me.
Yeah, you can apologize to Kyle. You don't have to apologize to me at least when we argue with each other. It's part of what we do, right? No apologies necessary. I will say one thing. We need to stop. Kyle spoke up a few minutes ago about the Jalen thing. It's embarrassing if you're telling Hugh Douglas that he didn't win a ring. You're like, it's sad. Like, it's ridiculous. I mean, the guy's in the Eagles Hall of Fame. Just like, if that's your comeback, like, tell me I didn't play. Like, just like, come at me.
I mean, it's like.
No, but it bothers me when people say
no, but it's funny because.
It's so pathetic.
It's pathetic.
I just want to say that like it's a whole flex, though.
Let me finish. It's pathetic.
My bad, Joe. I let you finish, dog.
But it's pathetic. I mean, it sounds like you don't know anything about the sport to say that. Like, when you're telling an former all-pro that they didn't win anything, it's sad. I mean, it's just like, just find something else. Again, tell me I didn't play. Like, I'll laugh it off and we'll move on. Just I'll use a Brian Colangelo thing. Find a different slant. Like, it's a dumb slant.
Well, so what do they call it? Ad hominem, where they're attacking the messenger and not the message.
Yep.
You don't like what's being said. So you're going after the person that said it.
Yeah,
that's the most pathetic way.
Well, also, he was an Eagle. I mean, like, right. He's an Eagle Hall of Famer.
And you know what's funny? People talk about blood, sweat, and tears. Out of all the people that are talking that, I actually gave all of that.
And that's what funny. I mean. That's why I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's funny because I try to be, and it doesn't happen like that all the time, because I know. I try to be as articulate as I possibly can.
Oh, of course. I mean,
yeah, but you can't get past your feelings. And I've gotten to the point where I'm done with the Twitter beef.
I see. Now we're back.
We'll see.
Yeah, no one buys
tomorrow.
It.
You can't. You still can't.
I'm away from my whiteboard to get here, and I'm going to hit these.
Did you order it?
I'm going to start putting Bible scriptures up there.
Did you order the whiteboard?
I'm going to start quoting them. Not yet.
We just got to expense it to Lincoln. He'll pay for it.
I like how Joe took up for you there.
I appreciate that.
Well, I mean, it's enough.
It doesn't bother me because most of the, like, no disrespect to the listeners, but they probably didn't even play in high school. And if they did, they didn't play that long.
Well, that's what makes sports talk fun. Most of us didn't play, right?
Yeah.
Like, I played in high school. I stunk. I mean, that's most of us, right? Like, no one's a high-level player. There's a few of us out there. You, Ike, Richie, right?
But that's not the point I make, because I respect everybody's opinion. But it's like, okay, it's almost like me arguing with a doctor about a procedure. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about, doc. Oh, I watched it on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? I play. What's that game, Doctor? Where you put the operation? I played Operation Doc. Oh, you know what you're talking about.
Or Doc, you only have one PhD, not two.
Yeah, you ain't got that. You ain't like. And that's all. That's the point I make. Because I welcome all football conversation, but when you get mad at me, where you get mad and you make it personal because I'm trying to tell you from a perspective that I lived for 10 seasons. Like, it's not like I don't have a malicious bone in my body when it comes to Jalen. When we won the first Super Bowl, I drove me and my son up to Philadelphia for we could be a part of it because I never was a part of that.
Of course.
And when we had the second one, I was just as happy like I played. This is the thing that people don't understand. They stand on our shoulders just like I stand on Harold's shoulders, you know, and just like Harold stands on somebody else's shoulders. This is a brotherhood that you will never understand. And the brotherhood is so that you're not above being criticized. We all have been criticized. So it's kind of weird that, you know, we hold ourselves to a higher standard, but the guys that actually did it when we do it, and if it doesn't jive with you, you get upset. But we've done it. We know what it looks like. We know what it's supposed to look like.
Yeah, well, of course you do.
It just blows my mind.
Yeah, we're a team. Team on three.
Team. Joe didn't do it.
He didn't.
Well, we didn't count to three.
Sports on three.
WIP, go! One quick thing, because then we got to get to you people coming up.
Oh, damn, we got to do that.
Well, you did say something. I just want to make. I think it'll tie a nice bow on the week, right? Because you said that you try to be articulate, right?
Yes.
I think it's ironic that this was one of the first ones I remember us on the drop board.
Tua Tagovailoa, you know.
On the week he gets benched.
Eminemini.
Which one do you like better, Tua or the
Eminemini? Eminemini. I see You know what's funny? A lot of times I mispronounce stuff because I know it irritates people.
A legit threat.
I used to go to the restaurant.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
And I would say quesadillas. On purpose, right? And the waiter or the waitress will say it's quesadilla. No, quesadillas.
Yeah.
Because some people feel like it's their job to correct your enunciation and correct your grammar or your spelling.
Yep.
And I'm like, no, that's not your wheelhouse. I got a 401k. Do you? Like, worry about your 401k. Don't worry about mine.
You know,
we grown folks.
I got a phone call within the first, 5 minutes today of a guy wondering if you knew that they were the Commanders and not the Commodores.
Someone's got to tell him. I mean, at some point, the guy's got to figure it out.
Every day. And I'm the one that gets the calls. We're a team.
Yeah. I can't wait till tomorrow on the pregame show.
Sports.
Eagles, Commodores.
No, I never wanted to sound like I'm trying to be better than anybody else. That's not what it is. But there is something to having a perspective, a unique perspective, you know. So, you know, because I don't know what it's like not to have any facial hair. Joe is adept at not having facial hair.
So if you need the answer to that, you better listen to me.
No,
because you guys don't get it.
I love listening to ESP, man, because ESP, he's passionate about his takes, and he believes what he's saying. And if you're that,
I don't have to like them.
You don't have to like nothing nobody says.
I know.
You know, I mean, it's his space to say that.
Well, I
you
love
know, I was trying to forget about ESP.
He's in your head. We do love Elliot. Team on three. 1, 2, 3.
Team.
All right. You people, let's see what they're up to today.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
You know, I got to wondering today.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh, how do you think B-Mitch would handle you people?
No, listen.
I didn't realize he was as petty as.
B. Mitch way worse than me.
Wow.
Listen. You mess around and you catch B. Mitch on one of them days he don't want to be bothered, and he will put his hands on you. Like, B. Mitch is old school. Like, old school.
Yeah, strikes me as the kind of guy you wouldn't mess with.
No, you don't want to, B. Mitch. I told you about that fight we almost got in.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I wasn't about to fight B. Mitch, but, man, let me tell you, B. Mitch is old school, and B. Mitch don't play that.
From my memory of the story, you kind of had it coming.
Yeah, I was talking.
Yeah. It was your fault.
Yeah. I got to say, you people, probably not a segment that I would recommend for their show on 106.7. I think.
Feels like
that would get old.
Yeah, I mean, if they did you people.
Yeah.
I mean, imitation is a sincerest form of flattery. If they want to do it,
I'm just saying. We already walked the line with Hugh.
Yeah. Yep.
People come at Hugh heavy.
The one thing I will say, Hugh, we told him to wade out of the comment section on YouTube. He does. I think he does do that.
Yeah. I don't look at the YouTube because
it's best because I
know what they say, but it's
rough, man.
It's I find it fascinating. Like I'll get called fat. I'll get called old or whatever. I could be old, but I can almost guarantee you that if your girlfriend or your significant other saw me, then that she would pick me over you.
Okay, let's move on.
Because I know at 54 years old, I am in a small percentile of men that can, number one, can go back to back. Definitely can go back to back.
Not easy.
It ain't easy. But
they
I take great care of myself, so I ain't worried about that. Mm-hmm. I walk out in these streets every day, and I'm like, yeah, that cat ain't taking care of
All right, let's move on. Let's move on.
I'm just saying. It's true.
Back to Carlin Franklin
all
now.
Right. Okay.
And I ain't even asking none of my coworkers.
All right, so people were sending in their submissions of Joe with a soul patch. I see the vision, I got to say.
Do you got the pictures? Please put them on the internet.
People are tagging the Midday Show.
Okay.
Put them on the internet.
I'll have to go look at this. See if we can pull this off.
I see the vision.
Okay. It's
not something we should rule out.
All right. Again, if I'm wrong on one of these division things, I'll do it.
Yep. Hey, guys, I got an idea. Get lost.
Well, it's 5 minutes or 6 minutes. We're getting lost.
This was pretty early.
Though we're back tomorrow, guys. 2 o'clock. Yeah. Countdown to kickoff.
Kyle's not back.
Well, no, but Hugh and I are back here, literally, in these seats tomorrow. All right, go ahead.
Idiots besides you add Ike to the show.
What is that? But Ike does his own show.
No.
Let me trust you.
A classic, by the way.
Ike's not going to work extra because you want him to.
No, no, no.
Ike's going to do his show and then he's going to be done.
Well, you know what people say, though. Like, I wish John Ritchie, Ike Reese, and Hugh Douglas all just had a show.
No, we couldn't. It wouldn't go.
I mean, I would listen. But there's only so many of us and there's 24 hours in a day. So if you put the Ike Richie Hugh show together, that means you have to have the Jillio Spike camera show.
So you got to deal with that then. No, I'm comfortable working with Joe. I enjoy our back and forth. I enjoy your perspective. So that's never been a problem.
I'm just saying, I love this show too.
Talking to other. I don't like talking to other
like people.
People
don't realize when they say that the other side of it would mean they have to mix the other shows.
No, I just don't like. You know, when you're at the bar and somebody say, "Hey, you think the Bird's gonna do?" I don't like to have those conversations.
Go Birds, they're going to win.
I work from 10 to 2.
They got this.
I don't know you well enough to be happy. And it's not like I don't like you, but I have other interests.
I'm seeing the soul patch pictures now.
I have other interests. I don't want to talk. I've been talking football for 4 hours. I don't want to talk for 4 more hours at the bar.
You know what?
I want to get banged up at the bar.
You're right over there.
That's it. Yeah,
He's been going off.
Who are you talking to?
I don't see the soul patches.
I'll show you. I got it. Yeah, right there. Look,
Joe, that you could pull that off.
I told you. I see the vision.
You look like the dude that was in the Matrix. What's the dude name that got everybody? He's the backstabber. The first one.
Somebody said Moby.
MOB, he does the singer. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. It's under consideration.
All right. All right. Can't wait to see what the Midday Show will be talking about today. Oh dear God, Hugh.
I gotta laugh at that one. Oh, that must have been the don't smash
that
your coworker.
That was right at the beginning.
Don't smash your coworker.
These poor people.
This is a problem for some people. We've all heard the holiday party stories.
That guy from the Matrix?
Yes.
Yeah.
Joe, you can pull that look off.
But I got to wear the dark glasses too?
No, you got it. But you can
and
pull
the leather
that look
jacket?
Off. You can pull that look off, yeah. You can pull
that
off.
That feels like a lot.
That's a lot.
Well, it's for the show.
Yeah, I know. I'll do it.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
The so-called elite Matthew Stafford dominated in Seattle. My quarterback would never.
Can we?
Come on. I mean, come on. Do we have any self-respect anymore?
See, this is where it got stopped, man.
Dominated in Seattle. Yeah, what are you guys watching?
That was a heavyweight fight. What are you talking about?
I'm convinced all of this is a practical joke just to see if I'll yell.
But they think we crazy.
Dominated? Yeah. Didn't he throw over 450 yards?
They lost by 1 point in overtime.
They scored 37. Never mind.
Bro, that was one of the most exciting games that I've seen this year.
It was a great game. It was captivating.
So called. Well, is it the so-called elite, the dominated part, or that RQB would never?
It's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I think the RQB would never.
That really drives it home.
Yep. After this.
You know, I don't care what they say about you, Joe. You're good.
Thank you. That was nice to you.
Needed before the holidays. Yeah. Yep. Solution, Hugh, since you're getting punked at home and Skip's there all the time, why not have him do the dishes?
You know what? You might as well. He's
Make
in the
use
house.
Of him. He's in there. He's got probable cause. Nah. He might as well do the dishes.
I'm tired of y'all and Skip, though, for real.
I'm not. He's the one that's recording commercials on our station.
I'm going to go home. I got to get ready to go home and watch these.
Hugh, bud, enough.
I've got that a few times a day.
That person's looking out for you. Hugh, just enough, man.
I've got to the point now where people tell me, hey, man, calm down. You're better than that. I get mad at those folks. Quit telling me what to do.
I like the bud enough.
Lee, you're not the boss of me. You're not my boss.
All caps, done with the moron in the Santa hat.
That would be me.
You really thought you'd win people over with that one. You're not beating those allegations,
Douglas. I'm going to beat these allegations.
The Grinch.
You predicted this comment. Hugh is looking a little puffy today.
Yeah. No, puffy. I'm not. I know. Look, because I did a couple. I did a little bench before I came to work today.
Yeah, what are we benching?
You know all this Twitter beef.
What are we benching these days? 225?
I don't need to do nothing heavier than 225, man. I'm 54 years old. What I need to put 315 on the barber? Who am I trying to impress?
I'm just asking.
But no, seriously, who am I trying to
impress? Move Willie Rofe around anymore.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to do that. Yeah. I'm like, 225 is where I'm at in my wheelhouse.
It's a good number, yeah.
That's it. And just do that a couple times. I'm good.
Wow.
Last one.
I just don't want middies.
Yeah.
Don't want middies.
We got to figure out our parlay.
One more.
Enough of the middies.
First time on YouTube, three pretty unimpressive fellas.
Obviously, they didn't hear the Hugh bench today.
I am not impressed.
All right. Let's keep this short, okay? Instead of a same game parlay, which we've been losing the entire season, why don't we just do this?
We need a Hail
Shot
Mary.
In the dark, Hail Mary. Exact score of the game, Eagles 27, yep. Commanders 21. Mm-hmm. That goes off at 125-1, folks.
Win, but don't cover.
I mean, that's a big one.
I like that.
27-21.
27-21, Eagles. 125-1. We're in. Correct score. We'll talk to you tomorrow for the pregame show starting at 2. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.